Equine Veterinarians Australia says the prosecution of three Queensland vets over how they handled cases of Hendra virus has discouraged younger vets from specialising in the field. As Callie Buchanan reports, vets have been shocked by the court cases.
It's a great shame that these three veterinarians were prosecuted. The signs and symptoms of this deadly virus are so vague and variable that the situations the veterinarians found themselves in could have happened to any veterinarian at any time in Queensland. It's been a great shame.
It's taken 3 years, but the prosecutions of three Queensland vets who were the first to ever be charged under Section 28 of the Workplace Health and Safety Act over how they handled cases of Hendra in horses have finally come to a close. The final case, that of Dr. Luke Annetts from Bundaberg, was finished yesterday. Equine Veterinarians Association Executive Officer Geoffrey Wilkinson was in court when Dr. Annetts pleaded guilty and was eventually fined $7,500.
The fine's a suspended fine. They don't have to pay that unless there's another breach of the Workplace Health and Safety Act. The veterinarians that have been prosecuted, the three of them, are a very high standing, excellent references provided by their professional peers, and the likelihood of they've never breached the Occupational Health and Safety Act previously, they're not likely to again. But they're certainly very, very cautious with regard, as all veterinarians are, with regard to potential Hendra virus cases. As I said previously, the signs and symptoms of Hendra are extremely vague and variable, and anything, a minor complaint, could turn out to be Hendra.
Dr. Annetts was treating the horse with a history of respiratory disease in March 2014 when the owner asked him to put the animal down. It had shown no sign of Hendra virus, but at his last visit, Dr. Annetts noticed a nasal discharge that warranted testing for the disease, which was later confirmed. He warned the owner to be cautious around the carcass and to warn anyone else who came into contact with it. In court, he accepted he hadn't gone far enough to protect the man that ultimately buried the animal. Mr. Wilkinson said the recent New South Wales case of a horse that initially tested negative for the deadly bat-borne virus but later died from the condition showed the challenges vets like Dr. Annetts faced when dealing with horses.
And that's really highlighted how insidious the Hendra virus is and how it can be return a negative on the first analysis and still turn out to be a positive Hendra case. So this is why veterinarians are so concerned about it. The message is that for people with horses in Hendra endemic areas, such as the Bundaberg region and all parts of coastal Queensland and northern New South Wales, is to get the horses vaccinated with the Hendra vaccine. It's Australian Veterinary Association policy that to protect the safety of horse owners, their families and veterinarians and other veterinary health professionals, that people should vaccinate their horses with the Hendra vaccine.
The other two vets prosecuted under the Act, Dr. Janine Francis Dwyer and Dr. Matthew George Morahan, had their matters dealt with last year and faced similar fines. At least two of them have since moved interstate, and Mr. Wilkinson says the ramifications of the prosecutions go well beyond the three cases.
There's no doubt that the prosecutions have discouraged younger vets from looking at taking up equine veterinary positions in the state of Queensland. Our Queensland members are telling us that it is difficult to get both young and experienced vets to come and work in Hendra endemic areas.
He says the EVA is taking steps to encourage young vets in particular to specialise in equine health, but he also called on horse owners to help.
We like to teach them the facts about the Hendra virus, how to protect themselves with protective equipment, and also to educate them with how to communicate positive messages for horse owners about how they should vaccinate their horses. That is the best thing to do. The vaccination is a wonderful vaccine. It is safe, it is effective, it's cost effective, and that's what horse owners should be doing. And the more people who get their horses vaccinated, the easier it will be to attract highly regarded talent to work as veterinarians in Queensland.
Equine Veterinarians Association Executive Officer Geoffrey Wilkinson, ending that report from Callie Buchanan.